The Federal Economic Development Agency for Northern Ontario, FEDNER, is investing over $1.3 million to support Indigenous initiatives in northeastern Ontario. Nipissing, Timiskaming MP Anthony Rota was on hand this morning for the announcement, given on behalf of Patty Haidu, Minister of Indigenous Services, and the minister responsible for FEDNER. Technically, the funds come from three streams flowing within FEDNER: the Northern Ontario Development Program, the Community Investment Initiative for Northern Ontario, and the Canada Community Revitalization Fund. This morning's announcement took place at Suswin Village. Don't get too excited. The grand opening is still a few months away. But the North Bay Indigenous Friendship Centre, which operates Suswin Village, opened the doors for the event. Maurice Switzer, the president of the North Bay Indigenous Friendship Centre, was there, as was Sandra Thorkelson, the centre's communications director. She served as the master of ceremonies for the announcement. As for the five projects, Nipissing First Nation is receiving $272,217 to help fund a commercial cold climate greenhouse within the community. The project is creating a lot of buzz, as it's one of the first of its kind in Northern Ontario and should provide a valuable model for other communities interested in producing food year-round with little environmental impact. C. New greenhouses will bring the green to Nipissing. FEDNOR's support will help us protect our community by becoming more self-reliant on locally produced food, Chief Scott McLeod said. Not only will food security increase, but it will create opportunities for new agri-food ventures while also leaving open expansion and the chance to assist other communities in the future. Indeed, FEDNOR estimates today's funding will create around 50 full-time jobs. The Temiskaming Native Women Support Group, the Keepers of the Circle, is also receiving $487,500. This money will support the Keepers of the Circle Hub, which delivers programs and services to support the economic development of Indigenous women and families. There are also plans to develop an outdoor space where the group can host various events, including land-based education sessions. The group is based in Kirkland Lake. A portion of the funds, $204,250, goes to Temagami First Nation to support economic development projects, including enabling the First Nation to hire an economic development officer for a three-year term. With this position in place promoting business opportunities in the region, FEDNER expects about 40 new jobs will be created. The Union of Ontario Indians is receiving $190,235 to help with economic development as well. The purpose is to revitalize the Anishinaabeg Nation Economic Blueprint, which will help foster economic development opportunities for the 39-member First Nations, FEDNER explained. Finally, the North Bay Indigenous Friendship Centre is set to receive $202,196 to create a petriform on the Chippewa Creek Ecopath. Now a petriform is a human-made design using boulders or rocks. The purpose is to provide direction and guidance to those encountering it. Think of an Inukshuk, or on a larger scale, Stonehenge. The petriform the North Bay Indigenous Friendship Center has in mind will depict Misquadisi, Ojibwe for painted turtle. The painted turtle is regarded as a symbol of creation and Mother Earth by many Indigenous people, Switzer emphasized, and besides the painted turtle petriform, the project will also include amphitheater seating, and a traditional medicine garden as well. The idea is to create an accessible, inviting, and safe outdoor space where Indigenous and non-Indigenous people can gather in reconciliation, while also supporting outdoor programming including education and teaching opportunities, FEDNER explained. The site will also serve as a space for outdoor concerts and art exhibits. Together, these initiatives support vibrant local culture and strong, self-reliant communities in the Nipissing-Timiskaming area, Rota said. By funding these five projects, FEDNER is helping to create close to 50 full-time jobs and future economic opportunities while fostering culturally rich spaces to be shared by residents and tourists alike. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.